Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Fashionopolis: Why What We Wear Matters by Dana Thomas is a nonfiction investigative book about the global fashion industry, especially the rise of fast fashion and its environmental, labor, and economic consequences. Drawing on reporting from factories, farms, brands, and innovators around the world, Thomas examines how clothes have become cheap, disposable, and systemically costly. The book is not just a critique of fashion consumption. It is also a study of how production networks work, why they became so damaging, and what practical alternatives already exist. Thomas covers issues such as sweatshop labor, toxic dyeing, landfill waste, cotton pollution, and the strain of long international supply chains, while also profiling designers, manufacturers, and entrepreneurs experimenting with cleaner methods. Its purpose is both diagnostic and reform-oriented. It explains the scale of the problem and argues that fashion can be made more responsible without abandoning creativity or quality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how fast fashion turned clothing into a high-cost disposable product. A central argument of the book is that modern fashion is built around speed, volume, and planned obsolescence. Thomas shows how brands made clothing cheaper and faster to produce, then trained consumers to buy more than they need and discard garments quickly. This model creates profit by shifting real costs elsewhere onto workers, ecosystems, and local communities that absorb the damage. The book connects overconsumption to waste, since large volumes of low-quality garments rapidly enter landfills or recycling systems that cannot handle them. Thomas does not treat this as a matter of individual weakness alone. She presents fast fashion as an industrial system that depends on short trend cycles, low prices, and a constant pressure to replace clothing before it wears out. That framing matters because it moves the problem from personal shopping habits to the structure of the market itself. Readers are encouraged to see why cheap clothing is rarely actually cheap when the full social and environmental price is counted. Secondly, sweatshops, unsafe work, and the human cost of global supply chains. Thomas devotes serious attention to the labor side of fashion production, showing how global supply chains often conceal unsafe and exploitative working conditions. She investigates the factory floor realities that make inexpensive garments possible, including low wages, excessive hours, weak enforcement, and hazards that can lead to tragedy. A major strength of the book is that it does not isolate labor abuse as a separate moral issue. Instead, it ties worker exploitation to the logic of the supply chain, where speed and price pressure force factories to cut corners. The book also makes clear that these harms are not limited to one country or one kind of garment production. They recur wherever brands prioritize cost over accountability, by bringing workers, advocates, and disaster survivors into the discussion. Thomas clarifies that labor abuses are not accidental side effects but predictable outcomes of the system. This gives the book its ethical force. Fashion is not just a matter of style, but a sector where the conditions of production matter as much as the finished product. Thirdly, environmental damage from cotton, chemicals, water use, and waste. Another major topic is the environmental footprint of fashion, especially the damage caused by raw material production and industrial processing. Thomas examines how conventional clothing manufacturing depends on enormous water use, chemical dyes, synthetic inputs, and disposal systems that pollute soil and waterways. Cotton, while a natural fiber, is presented as environmentally burdensome when produced through intensive farming and chemical treatment. Denim processing and dyeing also illustrate how fashionable finishes can carry hidden ecological costs. The book makes an important analytical move by showing that fashion pollution is not limited to the factory itself. It extends across farming, fiber production, finishing, shipping, consumer use, and post-consumer waste. This broader view helps explain why piecemeal fixes are often insufficient. Recycling alone cannot solve a system built on overproduction, and cleaner materials matter only if the overall volume of clothing slows down. Thomas therefore links environmental harm to the structure of the industry, not just to a few bad actors. The result is a more complete understanding of why clothing has become a major sustainability issue. Fourthly, why hyperlocal production and smart manufacturing could reshape the industry. Fashionopolis is also a book about possible reforms, and one of its key ideas is hyperlocalism, or bringing design, sourcing, production, and sales closer together. Thomas treats this as a response to the fragility and irresponsibility of long-distance supply chains. Shorter chains can reduce transport emissions, improve transparency, and make it easier to monitor working conditions. They can also help production better match actual demand, which reduces overstock and waste. Alongside hyperlocalism, the book discusses smart manufacturing and digital tools that could make garment production more precise and less resource-intensive. This includes better planning systems, more efficient factories, and production technologies that reduce unnecessary inventory. Thomas does not present these as miracle solutions. Instead, she uses them to show that the fashion industry already has technical pathways toward reform, if it chooses to invest in them. The significance of this section is that it reframes sustainability as an operational challenge as much as an ethical one. Better systems can make better fashion possible, but only if brands accept lower waste and greater accountability. Lastly, innovators, alternative materials, and the search for a better fashion economy. The book closes its argument by focusing on innovators who are trying to change fashion from within and outside the mainstream. Thomas profiles designers, farmers, entrepreneurs, and companies experimenting with clean denim, fabric recycling, lab-grown materials, 3D printing, and revived craft production. These examples matter because they make the book constructive rather than purely critical. Thomas wants readers to see that solutions already exist in partial form, even if they are not yet dominant. She is especially interested in people who challenge the assumption that sustainability means aesthetic compromise or commercial failure. At the same time, the book is realistic about scale. Many of these alternatives remain difficult to afford, expand, or integrate into mass market retail. That tension gives the book depth. It acknowledges both the promise and the limits of reform. The underlying point is that fashion should not be judged only by novelty or price, but by whether it can support durable materials, fair labor, and lower environmental damage. This broader economic vision is what makes the book more than a complaint about bad shopping habits. In conclusion, Fashionopolis is best suited for readers who want more than a simple critique of consumer culture. It will be especially useful for people interested in fashion, sustainability, labor rights, business ethics, and the hidden systems behind everyday products. The book offers practical value by helping readers understand how clothing supply chains work, why low prices often conceal serious costs, and what kinds of production models could reduce harm. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects issues that are often discussed separately: worker abuse, pollution, overproduction, waste, and technological reform. Compared with many books about ethical consumption, it stands out because it is both expansive and grounded in reporting. Thomas does not stop at condemnation. She profiles real-world experiments in cleaner manufacturing, recycled materials, and localized production. That balance makes the book more useful than purely polemical works and more complete than narrowly focused sustainability guides. Readers looking for a serious account of why the fashion industry matters and what it would take to change it will find this book unusually comprehensive and well-framed. If you would like to support Dana Thomas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.